PG County Commissioner Nyong Malual Mayi claims the killers of Simon Gadwich Gadang, the former Korwai County Commissioner, are suspected of being from a clan on the outskirts of Canal Town.
What happened was that a group of armed people attacked the home, the former commissioner of defunct Korwai. They shot and killed him on the spot. They are a group of Amen from the root community who believe a murder case against the clanman was unfairly judged during the commissioner time. That is why they killed him.
County Commissioner Mayik says during his time in office, Gadang instituted a court that tried a man from root community and found him guilty of murder. He says the convicted man's clan men became angry with Gadang after evidence later emerged showing he did not kill anyone. Mayik says the root community clansmen demanded a cattle returned, which they paid as compensation, but that did not happen. Security forces, including the police, pursued the alleged attackers and killed three of them, according to Mayik.
Those who were fighting have run away and they are being searched at the moment. Two people among them were killed, and another who was captured later succumbed to the gunshot. These people are armed and not easy to arrest them easily. But the security forces went after them. The chief reported himself to the authority and is now with us. We look for the suspect.
The commissioner says tensions are still high in the area and authorities are trying their best to calm the situation. Major General Joseph Mayana Kon, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, says he is aware of the incident in PG County and alerted police forces to keep law and order in the area.
I'm told by one of our officers who is in charge of police there in PG. So he told me yesterday that the former commissioner is killed. And then when the forces who followed the criminal, so two criminals were killed.
General Akon stresses that logistical challenges and barriers of mobility makes it difficult for police to respond quickly to protect citizens and their property. Simon Hoth, the Jonglei State Minister for Local Government and Law Enforcement, condemns the incident and says he too ordered security forces to apprehend the suspects.
The people run after those guys. Up to now, they do not come back to me. Well, I say to the commissioner, okay, that person has to be bring into the custody, has to bring into law, one who killed the person. He said, okay, and then now some people are now running after them. Later, maybe he has to give me the feedback.
Hoth is urging the local communities not to take the law into their own hands, even when they feel aggrieved by members of other communities. He says people should always allow authorities to do their work and follow legal procedures to resolve their differences in their quest for justice. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng, reporting from Bor.